A trip to Disney World may be a dream vacation, but it can also be a nightmare for the family bank account. You've got lunch with Cinderella, all those gift stores, expensive hotels, and the travel, not to mention the price of admission. So, for families trying to find fun vacations for less this summer, NPR is trying to help out. For our series Cheap Thrills, NPR's David Shaper finds some amusement park-style fun much closer to home.
Chicago summers are, well, short. So we try to get the most out of them with neighborhood festivals and carnivals. One of the biggest is the Neighborhood Boys and Girls Club's Family Fest, held in a huge parking lot near some old factories on the city's north side. There's a midway of sorts with lots of games offering prizes like live goldfish or big stuffed animals that, of course, are not Disney characters.
Well, you don't have to go to Disney World.
Jim Gallery is a Neighborhood Boys and Girls Club volunteer.
It's a long way to go for what I would consider standing in a lot of lines. Whereas here you come and you get right in. There's a bunch of rides. They're the best rides for any of the carnivals. You get that funky carnival look, too, look and feel.
So you're not going to see Cinderella, you're going to see...
You're not going to see... I would say the visuals are better. You got more tattoos per capita and fewer teeth. There you go.
In all fairness, the ride and game operators are neatly dressed and polite. Nothing like the carnies I saw as a kid. And the best thing about this carnival, most of the money you do spend goes to a good cause, even though you're really not spending that much money.
Well, clearly, this is much better for the bottom line.
Inger Carl tries comparing the carnival to Disney while waiting for the younger of her two children to get off a slow-moving mini Ferris wheel. She calls it awesome to be able to just walk over to the carnival, and affordable, even while she tries to save up for a trip someday to Disney.
I don't know, it doesn't have the same, like, the fireworks and the magic, but this is really, really fun for them.
But how much fun can it really be for the kid whose heart is set on going to Disney someday? I asked 4-year-old Rebecca Burns, who walked over here from her home a few blocks away with her mom, Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan.
Rebecca, how much fun do you have here?
So much, like, I wish I could live here.
And she wouldn't know the difference if that's this
age,
would
she? No, because we haven't taken her to that other place.
How many times have I taken you to Disney World in Orlando?
Never.
This is my 13-year-old son, Michael. I'll give him a 20 so he can buy a wristband for unlimited rides for 4 hours, and he'll still have $5 left over for games or food. But first, I ask him to describe his favorite spinny ride at the carnival called Zero Gravity.
It's just fun because you get, like, stuck to the wall, and it's, like, kind of crazy, and the ride, like, tilts completely, so you're, like, almost vertical, and it, like, spins.
What happens to you and some of your friends after you get off of this? How do you
feel?
You're
just really dizzy, and then you, like, can't walk straight, and you sort of feel sick.
You ever throw up after going on that one?
A couple of my friends did.
And while the kids are spinning themselves sick, parents can head to the beer tent. No kids allowed here. Drinks are $4 for your choice of...
Pabst Blue Ribbon, Berghoff, and a sangria.
The food's pretty affordable, too, mostly in the $4 to $6 range and falling into two basic food groups, sticky or deep-fried. And then there's the music.
Definitely know It's a Small World here at this carnival. The headliner tonight is the War Pigs, a Black Sabbath tribute band. And, oh, the crowd is really singing along. I think I smell a funny kind of smoke.
David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.